Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about cheating, infidelity, married or dating. Is it a deal breaker for you, or can things be repaired? My guests tonight are comedian Queen Aisha and relationship expert Chris Richardson. Thank you all so much for sharing this Friday fire conversation. As I mentioned earlier, I spoke to some of my colleagues here around WHUR here, and this is what they had to say when asked about this question.
I've done it in the past. Again, it depends on how it happened. You know, was it something that was blatant? Was it something that I caused? Because there's a rhyme and reason for every action. So was it something that I did that pushed her to do that? Or was it just on her own free will, she just felt she had to do something?
Yes, it is a deal breaker, no questions asked. It's a deal breaker for me because I think relationships are based on trust. And if it's not a relationship that was initially set up to be an open relationship, you're not giving me the opportunity to go out and date other people. I'm thinking it's a monogamous relationship and you're out here sleeping with other people. No, 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 no. I'm sorry, but you gotta go.
You gotta go. All right, let me go back. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thanks for hanging on, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Walter from Northeast DC, regular caller.
Okay, Walter, what do you think?
Well, it's always a deal breaker when you cheat outside the relationship.
But as opposed to cheating within the relationship?
How you do that?
I'm just messing with you, Walter.
I listen to Queen, and she talk about you give the ugly guys a chance. Well, sometimes women like Queen has this bad attitude.
And oh, I got a bad attitude.
Emasculate men.
Oh, my gosh,
will,
here we go.
And with the old saying, if you mistreat your dog is going to turn on you. And if you're going to treat them badly, they're going to cheat no matter what.
You done?
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. So you and your ugly family, I mean, you and your feelings.
Oh, I'm not. Hey, baby, my attitude. Hey, if I'm ugly, baby,
I want you to come on, put it out.
I'm always going to be cheating on.
No, no, no. First of all, I didn't say I treated him bad. And hypothetically, my ugly dude didn't step out on me. I'm saying, in a comedic way, if you dating an ugly dude, you all up in your feelings and stuff. You need a hug?
Not from you.
Oh, man, don't be bitter. Come to the show on Sunday. Get your tickets. Come get a hug.
A woman like Halle Berry is always the reason she gets cheated on. Why on her.
Why is that? That's an interesting point. I didn't know where you were going with that, Walter. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, you make a really, you know, interesting point, because certainly I don't think there's anyone who would say that Halle Berry isn't an attractive woman, and yet...
No. Well, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Reynolds.
It's Fisher, but that's all right.
Fisher, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. The thing I say is, if you're going to show yourself as a sex symbol, you're going to be treated like one. But then if you're going to want somebody that's going to respect you and love you the way you want it, it's not always there. But then sometimes the issues, the damage that's been done when you were a child, then ends mm-hmm. up that it messes you up no matter what relationship you go through. So I'll talk to y'all later, but thank you.
All right, well, Walter, thank you so much. Chris, okay.
He dropped the mic on us, right?
I'll talk to y'all later. I can.
Yeah, Chris, look. Unpack what Walter was saying, right. You know, if you can.
Because he said a bad attitude like me.
I'm going to leave that part alone. Let's go back to the Halle Berry piece. You know, you talk about beautiful women. That's that whole piece with the insecurity that's there. But here's the thing. When we said... hurt people are always going to hurt people. So if you don't deal with your pain is going to show up and deal with you later.
But there are a whole lot of really good-looking women out there that they're not in pain. Wait a minute, watch it, because you know you got to get home.
Let's define pain. Absolutely. Well, let's see. I always say what you don't define will define you later.
And look, he was talking about, you know, sex symbols. There are a whole lot of sexy wives out there.
I will say this, and what he was getting at when you look at, quote unquote, what society calls beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of those women get approached more. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting approached more, the opportunity for more drama and nonsense to come to you happens. So the Halle Berrys, they get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they get it. So they're probably bitter, having issues, and you know they if they've been pretty society the way the society says for a real long time, they've been getting it for a long time.
Okay, well let me go and get this phone call. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Thanks for calling. Yeah, there you are.
Yes. Hi. This is Marie from D.C.
What's up, Marie? How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm listening. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with aloud everything that Aisha is saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, well, in all honesty, I forgave my significant other around 10 years ago. And I thought he would change. I mean, I really loved him. And I felt like if we communicated, he would change. If I poured myself, showed him I loved him and everything, that he would change. He did not. He got, to me, worse. And then he got comfortable. And he said, okay, she accepted that, and I can do a little bit more. So what happened to me is I was in pain. And I just wanted, I stayed in the situation, and we had a child. And I was in pain, and I went out, and I did my own thing.
What do you mean you did your own thing? Let's be...
Well, when I say did my own thing, let me clarify. Mm-hmm. I just started dating other guys and just being real slick with it, and hopefully, I mean, I said hopefully he wouldn't find out, but he did. Mm. He did not forgive me.
Mm.
It was a done deal for him, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, I gave you a pass, you know? And he was just not having it. I mean, we still see each other, but it's not the same. And I don't think it would ever, ever be the same. He said he cannot deal with that. He's just, he's a man, and I'm a woman. And I was like, wow, that's kind of deep, you know. And we have a lifelong connection with our child, so you would think. So it's when I hurt people do hurt other people, hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that. And I believe I didn't handle the situation properly because he was insecure from the beginning, because I'm not, you know, the greatest looking, but I'm not the worst looking. And I get a little attention from the guys. And, you know,
I'm sure you do
it,
just fine.
You know, so I fed into it.
Yeah. Well, we hope that at least the two of you can raise a healthy child emotionally.
That's the thing that I hope for the most. And sometimes I think that we get so caught up in all these worldly things. Like, I'm sounding like my grandmother now, but, you know, social media, and get caught up and we forget what's important.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Gabrielle from Washington.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, I probably do feel that every situation is different. But for me, it's a deal breaker. I have been in a situation where my significant other has stepped out, and I found out. And then what happens is when I try to, you know, we get back together, and then, you know, I'm trying to make it work. You know, all those things, like all those places and times that he said he would be going here and going there, all of a sudden I start doubting if that's really true, because the trust is broken.
Mm-hmm.
But in every place he tells me he's going, everything he tells me he's doing, I'm second-guessing it, not believing it. You know, it just brings more confusion into the situation. It brings more doubt, more problems, just to find out that he's doing it again.
Yeah.
So for me, at this point in time in my life, and this wasn't a young boy. This is a mature 40-some-year-old man. At this point in my life, it's a deal breaker, because I know me. I know once the trust is broken, I'm not going to, it's going to be very hard for me to trust you again. It's going to be very hard for me to believe that you're going out with the boys, or you're going over here, or you're going over there, or you're doing this, or you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to bring more
problems,
chaos, problems to the situation.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, Chris. How do you fix something like that? Does it depend on the person? You know, if you try to get it back together, and you know, how do you move through, you know, that process?
A whole lot of prayer. It's going to start there. If you're a faith-based person, And it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. It's going to take a lot of work and reflection. And rebuilding trust, it can be done. But its reality is that the person who is the offender has to be humbled and has to come to him say with sorrow and say, hey, I'm sorry. I truly hurt you. And they have to be willing if the other person says, hey, where are you going? Let me see your phone. They have to be willing at that point. Sure. Here's the password. Go through my phone. That's a part of rebuilding the trust for as long as it takes.
All right, Queen.
I believe prayer and action, that going through your phone, because if you're going through the phone, that's just it's too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going through
only
phone.
For a short period of time.
I'm not going through your phone.
Let's say, let's give a hypothetical. So if the offense, this just happened, right, within the first 3 weeks, it would ever, so the studies show in order to rebuild the trust, that's the evidence that's there of terms of action. And so with the, it may be a month, it may be 2 months, whatever it may take in order to rebuild that, you have to be willing to demonstrate that now I love this person and I am trustworthy. And also, the other person in the caller, I want to just jump back on that. Does he really know what love is? Does he know what forgiveness is? Did he forgive himself? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times for men, we're not really seeking love when we step out. It's not about love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
What's it about?
For us, it's about respect and it's about sex. That's it.
Respect, I get the sex part, but what about the respect part? What do you mean?
So oftentimes when a man, he steps out, it's for various reasons. But really, when you get it, at the end of the day, women need love, men need respect. So if he doesn't feel respected and honored, oftentimes that leads to, if he's already insecure and inadequate, or he just gets frustrated, then that leads with a greater opportunity for him to step out and just say, you know what, forget it, I'm going to do me. Because now hurt people, again, through his pain. Pain is one of those things. Did y'all see the movie The Shack?
Yeah, is it out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, okay. I read the book, but you know, let's not go.
Yeah,
all the way up in the mountains.
Yeah,
and walk.
I mean, we're not gonna go to the mountains.
Check, but, you know.
But if that pain is there, that's mm-hmm. not dealt with, it's going to surface in other areas that it needs to be before and it needs to be addressed. You follow me?
I think people also need to know who they're dealing with, the character integrity of the person.
Oh, that's
some
the
people
beginning.
You can forgive and y'all can work through it, but some people, if that's who they are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, male and female, we know who we're dealing with in the very beginning. Now, if we choose to look over it and say, oh, blah, 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 and then you wake up 5 years later and you with this person and you got this issue because you never paid attention and dealt with it from the beginning.
Well, now, Chris says for men, it's about sex and respect. For women who step out, what is it about?
Well, I'll never forget a girlfriend of mine said to me, she told her, man, if you ever step out on me, I just want you to picture me doing everything to that person mm-hmm. that I do to you.
Okay.
So she said that kind of set him straight. I think for women, it's an emotional type of thing. It's an emotional type of.
What are you whispering over there?
No, he's saying love.
In love.
Saying,
okay.
Yeah.
Love. It's emotional. Because women, we're emotional beings. You know what I'm saying? We emotional beings. And I mean, women, we get satisfied off just a compliment. You ain't really got to just take it off.
He's paying attention to me now.
He's saying hi to me. Oh, my God. He texted me with it. You know, that type of thing. And
let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. That's why I never speak to you, Queen. You're on the line. Thanks for calling. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I most certainly can. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Carmen and I'm calling from Germantown. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So,
I just want to say that I do agree with that too. For women, it is emotional because after 33 years of marriage, my husband stepped out on me.
Mm-hmm.
The only regret that I have is that I didn't forgive him enough before he passed away.
Wow.
You know, once he was gone, I was thinking about emotionally how I could have, you know, said, I forgive you, come home. You know, but then the anger side of me said, you know, well, hell, you went to this woman, you went with her. So, you know, go rest in peace with her. But, you know, that was a bad place, and I wanted to have my heart clear, and I'm glad you're doing this and you're having this. And sometimes we do, it is a deal breaker, you know, because I feel as though 33 years of marriage, we were close friends. What happened that you couldn't come talk to me or we work something out or we do something differently that, you know, maybe you wanted to, you know, do something differently? What happened that your trust was broken in me that you couldn't share with me after we were married for 33 years? And mind you, we dated for 3 years prior to that.
Okay, so how is life for you now? How are you doing?
Well, you know, my daughters and my grandchildren always say, never talk ill about the dead. But I tell you, I was relieved in 2014.
Okay.
You know, and I do emotionally sometimes, you know, it's a long time to be with somebody, you know.
Are you dating? Are you dating?
Well, I would like to, but I'm so, you know, I don't want to make excuses. I would like to, and I'm starting to, you know, go out places where I will meet men of my culture.
Queen, I'm about to take a break. Queen obviously has something to share with
First of all, I hear your jersey all up in here. But I'm gonna tell you, it's like being an 8-track tape in a digital world. 33 years of marriage, and this time, because I was on Plenty of Fish for 2.5 minutes.
Oh wow!
Just a cattle call. We're not doing this.
Wow, there we go.
Hey, Harold, I think the question to ask for her is, has she healed?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, and she talked about that, you know, and maybe that's certainly. Part of the process. But look, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Need to take a quick break. If you're on the line, stay with us. We're going to talk to you next. We're talking about cheating, infidelity, married or dating. Is it a deal breaker for you? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about cheating, infidelity, married or dating. Is it a deal breaker for you? Back to the phone lines. Thanks for calling. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Leslie. I live in District Heights, Maryland.
Okay, Leslie. So what's happening? What's on your mind?
Well, for me, it would be a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think you guys are really asking the right question here.
Well, help me out here.
I'm sorry?
Help me out here.
Okay. For me, in my perspective, a man would not come back and say, okay, let's get back together, let's work at this. Because a man cannot deal with the fact that another man has been around, in, on, or dealing with his property.
Property? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Some guys do see it like that. No, no, she right.
I know.
Some guys see it like that.
And those guys need to go back into the cave.
I got you.
Anyway.
No, that's for real.
Okay, but go ahead, Leslie.
No, but I'm being real here.
No, she being real. She's true. It's true.
Property. Okay. Secondly, as far as women are concerned, we've been told or we've been treated for so long by the brothers out here that, you know, oh, it was just something that happened. You should forgive me because I'm the man for you, because look at all we did here. Look at all we did there. So therefore, a woman is more apt to accept the situation and work at it than a man is able to sit down and work at it. That's just my personal feeling because I've been there before.
Okay. Chris?
You know?
I was just trying to figure out what was the question that we missed.
Yeah.
Actually, what it was is that I didn't think that anyone was coming forth and saying, well, why is it that you feel a man is not, a man will not deal with the situation afterwards? He can't deal with it mentally.
He can't. You're right. We would agree with you probably.
He can't deal with that mentally. And women, as women, we've had to deal with it because of the children, because of the home, because of the bills, because of the this, because of the that.
Okay.
We've had to deal with that. But men don't have to deal with that because if I can't deal one way, I'm out. I'm going this way.
Okay, Leslie. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for helping me with that question. Okay. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Caller, thanks for calling. I thought she had another question. Did you have another question, caller? Or are you just listening? Well, just go ahead. Go ahead and listen. Cause I know you want to hear. Okay. So listen. Everybody listen. Okay, so, you know, is there, you know, why does, you know, does this happen? Is there a thrill, you know, about it, you know, when it happens, you know, or is it just, you know, emotional? Is it a kind of a one-time thing, Chris, or, you know, for men and women, or, you know, where do you come down on that?
Hey, that all depends. A lot of stuff happens on the job for both men as well as for women.
On the job?
Well, we build close rapport, close relationship. Okay. So it becomes, hey, it's easy because you bring down your walls. And so now that we've got this, we have a close working relationship, we're comfortable, your guard is down. And so now you might be subjectable to an open relationship, meaning, okay, you had a couple drinks, we're out, you know, at the happy hour or whatever, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, I always found you attractive anyway, and it slips. And it's, ooh, ah, didn't
it
mean to do that.
Started with the paperclip.
There you go.
The teamwork is out the window. Mm. No more teamwork. Work by yourself.
Right. Go to your corner.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, how do you guard those relationships against that? Because, I mean, you know, from a woman's perspective, you know, if the guy has... If he works with a lot of women and they're very, very friendly, so then when you go to the company picnic, are you sitting there with your jaws tight saying, Who's that heifer? Who is that heifer?
This is what I know, that we're human beings. We see something we like. So I think that if a person is crushing on somebody, see somebody attractive, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that it's a respect issue. And it's really about you having pride and dignity with yourself, because what if you step to the person and she ain't interested or he ain't interested and he knows or she knows that you're married in a relationship? They kind of lose respect for you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that things happen in the workplace. You'd be like, oh, this person is cute. They got pretty eyes. You know, keep it to yourself. And keep it moving. Keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling.
Your thoughts about that, Chris?
Yeah. I here's my thing. Just don't be giving compliments at work. You know what I mean? Keep your compliments, as Queen said. Keep them to yourself. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be shared. If you think it, don't say it. Have a little emotional intelligence and understanding of, look, you know, she's nice looking. But at the end of the day, is it worth it? And that's the whole thing. It comes down to that. And so if there's a problem at home, work out home before you go outside of that. And that's the whole thing it comes down to. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. You know, that whole active listening thing. Are you really listening to what I'm saying? Because I've been putting out these signs out there and these flares. I've been firing them off for a while, but you still ain't listening, or are you just nagging me?
Do you hear me?
Let's talk about the guys first. How does a guy get his wife or girlfriend to listen if, you know, if his needs are not being met? We had the lady who was from... She had the accent.
She's from Gaithersburg. She's from Jersey.
Yeah, no, Jersey. Yeah, by way of Jersey. You know, she said, why didn't, you know, her husband come to her and talk about it? You know, but, you know, if it's about respect, that's one thing. You know, that may be an easier thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. But if it's talking about sex and you want her to swing from the chandeliers when, you know, she's only interested in, you know, light bulbs, then how do you bring that
right
up?
I mean, you can't be afraid. You know, Jack Nicholson said in the movie, you can't handle the truth. And sometimes we know as men, sometimes if I bring you the truth, you really may not be able to handle that. But can you embrace it and accept it and not diminish what I've shared? Because I'm sharing with you my truth. May not be easy for you to take, but I'm just going to come to you and step and say, hey, Lupe, you know, I'd like to try this. And if I keep saying that and you keep saying no, mm-hmm. no sometimes may mean next to some man at his weak moment. Your no may be next to the next woman who says, I'm willing to do that. You see what I'm saying? And so I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's wrong altogether. Mm-hmm. But those opportunities come up like that. And back to the picnic, I wouldn't want my woman being so insecure where she got to be questioning every step I take, every time I lift my cup up. Mm-hmm. Or who am I talking to? I don't want that either.
That's annoying.
That is annoying.
Especially when your female boss is fixing your plate.
Right.
Also, the thing about it is, we work in environments with different cultures. Mm-hmm. And for some women to get up and fix, whether it's another female's plate or a male's plate, that's just part of their culture. And then you got this one over here with a tight face because her culture mm-hmm. is insecurity.
Get yourself.
Then it's a problem. Now you're messing up his race.
Right. Right.
And sometimes he might need to wink at his boss to get that increase. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a wink. And if she say, you winked at me, I thought you liked me. Like, girl, I got allergies. But I like increase after my performance review. Your wife might say, let me explain. I got a girlfriend.
She may say,
I got a girlfriend that's a promoter.
It's really cute. Why don't you go ahead and have lunch
weekend. But some people okay with that. It's like, as long as it ain't nothing physical. And they had that understanding, they discussed mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. I noticed one female, her man is a promoter. And she said when she moved to the city, his shows would go really well. When she moved to the city, it changed. And she told him straight up, whatever you was telling them before I got here to get them in the door, you gonna keep telling them so we can get some behinds in these.
Okay.
It is. Now from a lady's perspective, as we wrap this up,
I don't
up,
play them type of games.
How do you get your man to listen if there's something missing and you want him to swing from, you know, the chandelier and he's only interested in?
I'm a Sag. I'm very imaginative. I'm very serious about my games.
Sagittarius, is that,
yes.
Is that how it is?
I'm a sensitive person and I have no problem expressing myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say it to you nice. We're going to sit down and have a conversation. And if I have to constantly tell you over and over again, now I'm like, I'm pissed and I'm pulling back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start pulling back. And would it be holding out?
I mean, sometimes you might have to show us, though. Sometimes we may not know because we were never shown. Mm-hmm. You know, so you might have to say, hey, this is what I want to try. Then be willing to do it and go, mm-hmm. What's wrong with going to the freak store if that's what you want to do? You know what I mean? To the exotic store.
Like if he say, Aisha, can you do a split? I'd be like, no, but I'm good at a Russia.
Right.
You know
there
what I'm
you
saying?
Go. You know.
That's like you can get a half a split.
A half a split.
Because that's all my insurance going to cover.
There you go. There it is. Boom. Bam.
Like that
he
handstand.
He give you an A for effort
let
for
me
trying,
tell you that handstand, you better read your policy.
Mm-mm.
Because it's not going to cover that head injury. You better get a lot of pillows.
without a doubt, boy, I tell you, I need an aspirin after this show. Lord of, listen, I want to thank both of you. Queen Aisha, Chris Richardson, thank you so much, Queen.
Love you, Harold.
Hey, always good to see you, sis.
I'm
going to
see
that,
you Sunday.
It's
going to be a lot of stilettos in the building.
Yeah, there they are.
Jersey, it's going to be a lot of stilettos in the building, son.
I am rolling. Look, thank you all so very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, March 17th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, Glasshouse.